Hey, Truth Be Told fans, it's Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, and this is the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report coming to you live on the road. We're no longer in the bunker, we're out and about. So today we are along Route 40, which is also known as the National Pike here in Pennsylvania, and came across a great story that I thought you might like. So let's start, right? The year is 1755. The commander-in-chief of the 13 colonies is a man named Major General Edward Braddock. He is leading the charge in what is the French and Indian War. He has his troops stationed in a place called the Great Meadow nearby, overlooking the Ohio River Valley. He is about to launch a campaign to try to take Fort Duquesne from the French in what is now Pittsburgh. It is a confused mess of a mission. He doesn't take his entire army. He takes one column. The column is disorganized. The men are afraid. There is no there's no secrecy about the attack that's about to happen. And so story has it that an American soldier named Benjamin Bowling shoots General Braddock in order to save the lives of his fellow soldiers. Braddock doesn't die on the battlefield. Instead, he is carried off the field by George Washington and another officer. He's brought back to the Great Meadow, where he does die on July 13th, 1755. His men bury him in the middle of the road. So his troops had cut a road through the area, which would become Route 40, the National Pike. But they bury him in the middle of the road so that Indian raiders can't find his gravesite and desecrate it. Shoot forward, 50-some years, right? 1803, when they finally are making the National Pike a major roadway. An excavation team finds the remains of General Braddock. They exhume the body, and they move him off the road. So now, if you are Pennsylvania, and you are along this beautiful stretch of Route 40, you see this. A marble monument to Major General Edward Braddock that was put here in 1913 to commemorate the once great military leader. There's not really much information about why this particular campaign was so messed up, so confused, so unorganized, and why the men were so lacking in confidence in their leader. We can say for certain that General Braddock's death opened the way for George Washington to step in and take command, making him a hero of the French and Indian War, which would lead to him being named the first commander-in-chief of the United States when we declared our independence in 1776. So, story is not over there, right? I'm going to shut down and be right back with you with the other side of this story, because we're not done talking about what really happened to Major General Edward Braddock. Okay, Truth or Told fans, we're picking back up where we left off. So, 1755, General Braddock has been decimated at Fort Duquesne. There was no secrecy in their approach. The element of surprise was gone as they crossed the Monongahela. And the French and Indians were ready. So, history has it that Braddock was shot by an American soldier named Benjamin Bowling. Now, around here, legend has a different story. There was a gentleman named Joseph Fawcett who claims that he shot General Braddock for striking his brother, Tom. General Braddock apparently was known to have a foul temper, an uneven disposition, and was often very cruel to the American soldiers as a British major general. So, whether or not this is fact or fiction, the story has it that Fawcett was left behind after the troops moved out. He was left as a ward of the local township. And years later, when the township became a state park, where I'm now standing about a 10-mile trek from Braddock's grave, from the National Pike, in the area known as Kentuck Knob. It's part of the Ohiopyle State Park. And here is a colonial era cemetery that has really been kind of let go. It was taken by the state as the state park. And then, as you can see, the power lines overhead. This property then also became part of the power grid here. I'm not sure if the graves that are here are, if the bodies remain, or if these people were exhumed and moved. But there is one grave stone here that is still decorated with an American flag. And you can just read, Thomas Fawcett died. I can't really read the date, not so well. March 23rd, 1822, at the age of 109 and 9 months. So, this gentleman was obviously kept by the township. They believed that he was responsible for killing Major General Edward Braddock. However, that disputes the historical claim that he was shot and killed on the battlefield by Benjamin Bowling. So, my friends, this has been a Wild West version. Well, I guess it's a Wild Northeast version of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. Remember, 3 chances every week for new Truth Be Told content. Me, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Bonnie Burkert, Wednesday, same time with Truth Be Told Transformation. And of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told every Friday afternoon. And be sure to like, follow, share, find us on socials, join us there. thank you so much for your support. Love being out of the bunker. It's so great being on the road and finding new stories to share with you guys. If you need more information about Truth Be Told, please feel free to look at us on the web, www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. And until next time. Have a good one. I'm out.